Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great day. I'd like to go over some things that you may or may not have heard in the past or read. As you know, I'm in the second half of the second year of my board service, and like the insurance commercial on TV, I've learned a thing or two as your vice president. I would like to reflect a bit on things that have transpired in the last year and a half and speak about some of the promise the future holds for all of us here at Sun City Shadow Hills. You all certainly recall the many difficulties presented to each of us individually and to your board in managing the affairs of our HOA during the COVID lockdown. Despite the constant changes and adjustments, the volunteer homeowners on the various advisory committees, as well as your board, continued to function and do their best at managing the interest of all homeowners. Your fellow homeowners all deserve thanks for their efforts in these regards. Simply stated, this is how our community was designed and must function if it's going to continue to be the place we want to live and or spend our vacation time. I'm very proud of the residents, the committees, and contractors of the HOA in continuing the mitigation to keep COVID-19 to a minimum within our walls while still allowing as much of our activities to continue as possible. Unfortunately, we are not yet completely out of the woods, but we will continue to focus on what is best for the majority and try as much as humanly possible to do so with good cheer and mutual respect for all of our individual homeowners and residents and their rights in accordance with our governing documents. I want to tell you that in my board service as one of your five directors, I've concentrated on our financial health. And despite the difficulties of the past year and a half, I am pleased to report that our financial position is sound. Although there was a small increase in the monthly assessment, I believe it was kept to an absolute minimum. As homeowners, we should all be proud of our strong financial position and confident in our future financial health. To name a few items we've completed during this time is an update of our advisory committee charters. We've undertaken a reallocation of our reserve funds. We've created a committee to study and advise the 5-acre parcel in phase 3 obtained from Pulte with a view towards potential income opportunities that might be possible in its utilization. That is ongoing as I speak. Should that prove possible, income derived would benefit all homeowners either by reduction of our HOA assessments or increasing and improving our amenities. Also, I'm pleased to say that during our next election in April, your board has determined the ballot will include a measure to allow future boards where appropriate to enter into contracts for periods up to 5 years. You will recall that currently our governing documents limit most contracts to a period of 1 year. This has meant that every year the Financial Management Committee and your board must spend time to review and determine whether or not to reapprove our services contracts. In the case of the Shadows Restaurant and other food service outlets, it unfortunately has limited the possibilities of having our outlets leased to and managed by independent food service operators. Such a change to our documents have been supported by many in an effort to reduce our subsidy for Shadows. The possibility of a longer contract would vastly increase the ability of the board to negotiate more favorable opportunities for all service contracts. This ballot measure will have to be approved by a minimum of 1,761 owners voting favorably. Whatever your individual view, I would urge each of you to take the time to educate yourself and vote on this ballot measure. After all, this is your voting. Your interest is the best way to protect your investment and your future. As I must say, I'm the only candidate on the ballot with HOA board experience, and I'm talking about this HOA, and that makes me uniquely qualified to serve. Having been on the board during the entire COVID lockdown, I have a clear picture of finding solutions to navigate down a path of which we as a board have never traveled. Our journey is not complete, and that is one of the reasons I wish to serve another two-year term as one of your board members. During my first term of office, I've been the board liaison to three committees, food and beverage, health and fitness, and facilities and services. I take pride in the fact that these committees are staffed by volunteer residents who have a passion for working with their respective committees and the commitment of time it takes for meetings. We should all be grateful for the many residents who live here and donate their time to our community. As the liaison to food and beverage, I have a front row seat in the quest to make Shadows profitable and a go-to destination for food and drinks. As most of you know, there are lots of challenges, which I like to refer to as opportunities. This process is ongoing and is why I want to continue my service on the board. One of the things that board members do on a rotating basis is approve bills for payment. I have extensive experience with this and I always look forward to my turn for approvals. I have found areas of concern regarding shipping and handling charges, which are being monitored and modified when necessary for the benefit of the HOA. As we approach this election cycle, I want to point out to you that there will be lots of information distributed, and some of it will be correct and some of it will be incorrect. And with that being said, at the recent candidate forum, there were some items that were mentioned that I want you to know that some of them were not the way they are and the way they were explained. So let me go over some of those with you. It was said that we had the highest increase in 5 years of our HOA dues. And so it was also mentioned that if we had not done that, we'd take the $24 and put that in our pocket. Well, let me ask you this. How long does it take to spend $24? This idea does not make financial sense. Also, to further clarify the capital improvement fund, all we did was move money from the general operating fund to a fund named capital improvement. This will allow for unbudgeted items to be funded if needed, not on a whim. The board takes spending HOA money very seriously, and you should all know that. The Shadows expansion planning is still in process, and no financial numbers have been released, and any talk is pure conjecture with no substance. We have resident volunteers working on this, and to say the board has no plan is counterproductive and divisive. It is also a slap in the face of residents who have volunteered their time to find and make a difference that benefits all of us. Also, there was a remark about the Shadows financials, and what we did with Shadows is we pared down some expenses to whittle away at the $300,000 shortfall. So I would say to the person that made that claim, please get your facts straight. Also, there was remark that Troon is against the shadow's expansion, and that, however, has no merit. Once again, it was said that changing our bylaws would be self-serving. I do not understand that. I don't understand how changing a governing document, it will benefit one person or any type of gain. Once again, you are so far from the truth. The HOA is a 5-member board, and each member has one vote. Now I'd like to give you some reasons to reelect me back on your board. As I've talked about before, the most important thing is experience. I'm the only candidate on the ballot with current HOA experience, and I'll be ready to go right after the election results are announced. I expect financial accountability. I strive to make sure that when we pay our bills, they are correct, and fees and charges are not excessive. I put residents first. My decisions are based on what is best for the residents and the HOA. I'm accessible to all. I'm available to every resident. Questions and concerns will be discussed, and answers and solutions will be provided in a manner that is consistent with governing documents and rules and regulations. I'm a consensus builder. I like to bring people and ideas together for the common good of our community. Common sense. At times, we all need common sense. I like to apply whenever possible to overcome emerging situations and times of division. And I know I brought this up before, but laughter. Laughter is important in all phases of our life. We must strive to induce laughter in our duties as a board member. Once again, I would like to say that I have the experience that's needed to be on the board. I've spent the time and effort to attend meetings, and we've certainly had a lot of meetings besides our monthly board meeting. Also, I will work tirelessly with the other board members and with the residents to make sure that we have an HOA that is on solid financial ground, has a strong, vibrant amenity program, and that has a bright future. Also, I'd like to say that I'm very proud, once again, of all of the people it takes to make this HOA work. So many times, these people go without any recognition. And let me tell you, they all need the recognition. So once again, I must say, we have a campaign going. That means we have some expenses, and I'm available to take your campaign donations. So please contact me, 760-218-1778. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, safe day.